This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Crews built a new road from the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park to Mammoth Hot Springs to temporarily restore access between Gardner and the park's interior after massive flooding in June washed out the existing road, but officials say the route could become permanent. Yellowstone National Park Superintendent Cam Shawley said, "It's a $20 million-plus investment we've already got into this road, so there's no going back." Park officials plan to analyze four separate alternatives for a permanent route between Gardner and Mammoth, Shawley said. One option is to bolster the old Gardner Road even more. Another is to build a road back through Gardner River Canyon, where the original road was, an option Shawley doesn't support because it would be expensive, and it's where floodwaters destroyed the previous road. Yellowstone's North Gate is its second busiest entrance out of five, with 2,000 to 3,000 cars traveling through it per day. It's an incredible feat to have a road that's capable of handling that level of traffic back open just 4 months after the flood, Shawley said. Shortly after passing through the Roosevelt Arch in Gardner, visitors who drive into the park from the north will now veer west along Old Gardner Road, which winds through foothills above the Gardner River Canyon for about 4 miles before dropping down into Mammoth. The road has some steep grades and sharp curves, so if it is to be the new route, park officials expect more road work on the route to temper curves and ease steep grades. The planned opening of the Livingston Warming Center shelter on November 1st was delayed due to lack of staff. The Human Resources Development Council is hoping to open the seasonal shelter in the next few weeks, provided HRDC can hire more staff. The 20-bed shelter needs a minimum of 5 full-time staff members to operate. HRDC is offering $21 an hour for the open positions at the Livingston Warming Center. The Warming Center in Bozeman used to operate on the same schedule as the Livingston location, November 1st to March 31st, but remained open through its off-season this year after the City of Bozeman allocated funding for it. The Bozeman shelter operates at night from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m., but had to close its daytime hours for 6 weeks this summer due to understaffing. The day center hours started up again in October. For the 23rd year, Montana State University will take on the University of Montana in an off-field competition, the Can the Grizz Food Drive. The annual contest pits Montana's two university cities, Bozeman and Missoula, in a friendly competition over who can collect the most food and money for their respective food banks. The food drive is associated with the annual Cat Grizz football game on November 19th. The food drive starts November 5th and ends by the first quarter of the game on November 19th. With the winning city announced at halftime. Items on the food bank's wish list include canned fruit, canned vegetables, beans and soups, pasta, peanut butter, rice, and cereal. The food bank is also asking for turkey donations for its annual Thanksgiving meal boxes. The Cats hold 18 victories over the Grizz in the food drive. Last year was a record year for Bozeman, with 192,000 pounds of food and $449,000 donated to HRDC's Gallatin Valley Food Bank. The food and money donated on MSU's campus goes directly to the university's food pantry, Bounty of the Bridgers. People with large donations are asked to schedule them with John Horn of the Gallatin Valley Food Bank at jhorn@thehrdc.org. People are encouraged to donate early using the various drop-off locations instead of waiting for the final day. There are around 50 locations around Gallatin County to donate, including Gallatin Valley Mall, Murdoch's, REI, and various schools in the county. Some businesses are offering raffle prizes or matching donations. Murdoch's will match $1 per pound of food for up to $1,000, and Spine and Sports Chiropractic will enter people who donate 5 cans into a raffle to win a gift basket. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.